When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, hello, my dear friends. How are you today? How's things? I hope you're doing well. Not always so well, but anyway, most of the time we can be well. So, how do we become well? How do we stay on top of our show? How do we show up for ourselves? I think today, I'm just going to go and talk about empowering the observer within us. Really important to know, the powering the observer within us, especially for those folks that have had some therapy, cognitive therapy, and making decisions, the CBT method, which kind of deals with anxiety and feeling external thoughts and reactive to behavior from it as a side effect. But today, I'm just working on this particular little podcast here about just that. How do we become empowered by the observer, or empowering the observer part of us within oneself. Now this is really when you think about it, it's a wonderful and it's a powerful concept to adapt to, especially when we do combine it with cognitive therapy. And so here we can look at some of these areas here, like developing awareness. Start by practicing mindfulness to become like the observer of our thoughts. Instead of reacting immediately to something, learn to become the observer. I'm in the park here and I'm watching the plane. You can hear in the background, I'm in my one of my wonderful parks here, kind of late, not too late, just before dinner, but just really enjoying the serenity of the park, and not many people around. It's kind of nice and quiet. I'm sitting here, but going back to this, developing a sense of being the observer, feeling like the wind on my face and the way I'm sitting, more in the body than the mind. I have to practice being more in the body than the mind. Let's develop this kind of awareness of becoming the observer, being the observer, and listening to the wind, to the microphones, to the mic, and just being here, just like taking a step back and step away from our thoughts and the feelings. Learning to not to judge as much. And again, this will create a space between thoughts. And sometimes when you witness the thoughts and when you observe the thoughts, the thoughts tend to dissipate or dissolve or distort. And this helps like create a mental space. And that's what we need between our anxiety. We're just about to get anxious. There's times when we feel very calm, and there's times when we get super anxious. So having that time, that space between knowing the next door you take. And let's also talk to cognitive restructuring, thinking, and then identifying the negative thoughts that actually contribute to anxiety. What are the things that actually happen to you? They're kind of repeating, but we just kind of almost just push them aside and ignore them. And then maybe we could challenge these thoughts by asking ourselves if they are based on facts or assumptions, or then maybe we can replace them with more balanced, rational thoughts. We can look at behavioral activation. Again, once we become the observer, we can become the behavioral activation. What does that mean? Well, engaging in activities that you find pleasurable, fulfilling, right? Rather than being hooked up with the negative thoughts and then taken to a level of anxiety. So this can the behavioral activation can actually help, you know, counteract the physical behavior associated with anxiety, such as avoidance and withdrawal. So yeah, overall well-being. So when we, you know, there's always this there's always the thought. The feeling comes first, the thought comes into it, and behavior follows. So if we can kind of be the observer of our feelings, take time, feel it out, process it, feel it, and then move on to, okay, so I'm feeling this, but then take a note and say, well, this is where my thoughts have gone. And then thinking out, well, then your behavior starts to go in, and then your anxiety comes out back. But can we kind of isolate those steps, be in the middle of those things, but be in the observer? You have choice. I am the observer. We can use like grounding techniques are very good when we're feeling overwhelmed. Using grounding techniques to reconnect the present moment. This might include like deep breathing, focusing on your surroundings, or using your sense to anchor yourself. It's like saying name two things that you can hear. I can hear the plane. I can hear the wind rushing against past my ears. I can hear a bit of traffic from a distance. And name a couple of things that you can see. I can see aeroplanes passing me by in the sky, flying lights. I can see the city's wonder, colors of the city. I can see the bench I'm sitting on. And so, we can also use like response preventions. Now we can train ourselves to respond directly to anxious thoughts instead of just acting on them or practicing letting, you know, we need to practice letting them go, let them pass. This can reduce like the physical reactions associated with anxiety, such as tension or restfulness. Restlessness. We can look at regular reflections and keep a journal, like keep our journals and close to us, and so we can reflect on our experiences as the observer, and write down our thoughts, feelings, and any progress you notice in managing your anxiety. That's what you need to do. That's what I need to do. That's what I need to also practice. Just become the observer more. And otherwise, you get mashed into the whole thing. Feelings become thoughts, and thoughts become our behaviors, and our behaviors have our body starts tensing from that, and then anxiety goes in, and we're all kind of rowing in the same way as before. Maybe we should kind of change up a few things. So regular reflections. Now by putting all this together, these strategies, all those six things mentioned, you can empower yourself to observe, to become the observer of your thoughts and feelings more objectively, and leading to like a healthier decision making and reducing anxiety. You won't be as anxious as much. You'll put space between thinking, and before you know it, you're reprogramming the mind to stay calmer as best as possible. So, understanding the observer, let's go talk to that a bit. Understanding the observer. So, what does it mean to be the observer? Often when we feel like anxious or become overwhelmed by our thoughts and emotions, but by stepping back and observing these feelings, we create a space to respond more thoughtfully rather than reactively. Just always look for that space and thinking that, okay, here, if I don't stop myself, I will match myself into it. Now let's just imagine your thoughts like clouds, like passing in the sky. They come and go, right? But you don't know, but you don't have to let them control your actions. You see, this is the essence of becoming the observer. You don't have to let them control your actions, the next thing, your behavior. You know, there's a different, knowing that there are different levels, right? How we respond and react is really important to us. One of the first steps in this process is to developing awareness through mindfulness. This helps, like, you acknowledge your thoughts, and without judgment, it's about noticing what you're feeling in the moment. Now try to take a few minutes each day to, like, practice mindfulness. Very, very important. Most coaches, anything you listen to, podcasts, YouTube, mindfulness meditation. This allows you to not be able to stop the judgments, to stay spaced, and become the observer. So just sit, find a place, like, regularly to sit quietly and focus on your breath. You know, when your thoughts arise, simply just observe them and just let them be and let them pass. Next, let's talk about cognitive restructuring. This technique involves identifying negative thoughts that fuel your anxiety. Ask yourself, is this thought based on fact or assumptions, or am I making this up? And then replace those negative thoughts with more balanced ones. Let's look at an example. Instead of thinking, I can't handle this, try this. I've faced challenges before, and I can manage this too. It's nothing new to me, so I don't have to panic. I don't have to give it too much fuel. Another key or strategy is to behavioral activation. It's engaging activities that bring you joy or fulfillment. You know, straight away, this is a pattern you need to create. This could be anything from hobbies to spending time with friends, podcasting, whatever you like to do. And doing things you love can counteract the physical symptoms of anxiety and shift your mindset. Sometimes you just need to swap to doing something else when you are feeling that anxious, that anxiety. Change your behavior, change your life, change your thoughts. In NLP, we have something called distortion, distort the thinking, or distract the thinking, you know, positive distraction. And when anxiety strikes, grounding techniques, go back to your grounding techniques, can be incredibly helpful for us. Focus on the surroundings, on your surroundings, or use your senses. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel? Do that. What are you smelling? You can go and deactivate those thoughts if you choose.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Just take the time and diffuse the anxiety that you might be in. But it starts with those steps, you know. Again, it's a mastership You've got to master all the steps before mentioned. Now this can help pull you back into the present moment and reduce feelings of overwhelmment. Response prevention is about training yourself to respond differently to anxious thoughts. Instead of acting on them, practice letting them go. Let it go and wait for the next one. Practice letting them go. There will be always a next one. Wherever your attention goes, that's where your energy flows. You know, over time, this will lessen the physical reactions linked to anxiety, like tension or restlessness. And then finally, keep a journal to reflect on your experiences. Write down your thoughts, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast. Feelings. Write down your thoughts, feelings, any process you make in managing anxiety. This can be a powerful tool for growth. So empowering the observer, the one within you, you can truly change your relationship with anxiety. Remember, it takes practice. You have the ability to step back behind yourself, reflect, and respond in a way that serves you best. Yeah, so let's talk about let's go into a small meditation before we finish this podcast. So yeah. Alright, so I invite you to take a comfortable space. That space, you can be lying down or sitting down. And through this meditation, we'll focus on empowering the observer within you. Begin by finding a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down, gently closing your eyes, and take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for a moment, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Allow the tension in your body to melt away with each exhale. And as you settle into this space, bring your attention to your breath. Notice the rise and fall of your chest and your stomach area. With each inhale, feel the sense of calm entering your body. With each exhale, release any stress or distractions that may be lingering. Now direct your awareness to present moment. Allow yourself to be fully here, letting go of any thoughts about past or future. Acknowledge that the moment is all that exists right now. Imagine yourself as the observer, sitting on a gentle hillside, watching the landscape of your mind. Visualize the thoughts that arise as clouds drifting across the sky. You don't have to engage with them. Simply just observe them as they come and go, come and go. And as you continue to breathe deeply, notice any emotions that arise. Are there feelings of joy, sadness, anxiety, or peace? Acknowledge these emotions without judgment. Don't judge them. Just allow yourself the space. Allow yourself the space to simply feel them. And picture yourself in a serene environment, perhaps a quiet forest or tranquil beach. Notice the details around you, the colors, the sound, the sensations. Allow these peaceful settings to enhance your sense of observation mindfulness. With each breath, invite a sense of curiosity into your practice. What thoughts are floating by today for you? Are there any patterns or themes that you notice? Observe them as if you are an impartial bystander, detached and calm. Now, focus on your body. Perform a gentle body scan. starting from your toes and moving up to your crown of your head, top of your head. Notice any areas of tension or relaxation. And as you observe, breathe into those areas, allowing them to soften. If you encounter any discomfort, observe it without resistance. Acknowledge its presence and allow it to be there without trying to change it. You are the observer, and it's simply a part of your experience. And shift your focus back to your breath now. With each inhale, imagine drawing in light and positivity. And with each exhale, visualize releasing any negativity or any heaviness. This is your time to cleanse and renew. React on a recent situation, or reflect on a recent situation that caused you stress or anxiety. As the observer, consider how you reacted in that moment. What thought did you have? How did those thoughts influence your feelings and actions? Now take a step back and observe that situation from a distance. What would you tell a friend in a similar position? Allow yourself to offer compassion and understanding to your past self. And as you continue this observation, remember that you have the power to choose how to respond to your thoughts and emotions. You are not defined by them. They are simply passing experiences. Now bring your attention to the concept of self-compassion. Visualize wrapping yourself in a warm, comfortable light. Allow this light to fill you with kindness and understanding as you observe your inner dialogue. And if you notice any negative self-talk, just pause and observe it. Or even bless someone that's picked you up on your negative talk. And challenge these thoughts by asking yourself, is this thought true? What would I say to someone I care about who is feeling this way? And as you cultivate this inner observer in you, you recognize the strengths that comes from observing without judgment. Allow yourself simply be, letting go of the need for perfection or any type of control. And now visualize a serene lake. Imagine your thoughts as ripples on the water's surface. As you observe, notice how the ripple creates movements, but eventually settles back into stillness. This is a reminder that all thoughts are temporary. With each breath, deepen your connection to the observer within you. Then feel the stillness and clarity that arise from this perspective. You are not your thoughts. You are the awareness that observes them. You are not your thoughts. You are the awareness that observes them. And as you continue to breathe, invite feelings of love and gratitude into your heart. What are you grateful for in this moment? Observe how this gratitude shifts your energy and perspective, these thoughts, these images. Now take a moment to reflect on your intentions. What do you wish to cultivate in your life? As the observer, visualize these intentions coming to fruition and recognize the steps you can take to support them. Prepare to return to the present moment by bringing your awareness back to your breath now. Feel the air flowing in and out of your body. With each breath, you are grounding yourself in the here and the now. And gently wiggle your fingers and your toes and reconnect with your physical body. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes bringing your awareness back to your surroundings. And as you transition back to the outside world, carry the essence of the observer with you. Remember that you have the power to be the observer of your thoughts and emotions without being swept away by them or without enmeshing with them. And take a moment to express gratitude for this practice and the insights you have gained. Acknowledge your commitment to empowering the observer within you, recognizing this is a continual journey. And when you're ready, take one last deep breath in, filling your lungs, filling your body with peace and clarity. And exhale slowly, letting go of anything that no longer serves you. You are the empowered, the aware one, and ready to embrace whatever comes next. You are the observer. Hope you've enjoyed that, my friends. This is Nick Jensen, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, Coach for Anxiety. And if you feel like someone is going through a tough time or struggling for some time, maybe you can just share this podcast with them to maybe remind them to who they really are. They are the observer. They are the observer. Connect with that deep observer. And until our next podcast, all the best. Thank you for joining me. Please feel free to subscribe, to pass this on. Thank you. And all the best. May you become the observer of your thoughts, emotions, feelings, and behaviors. Namaste.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.